This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. I'm going to give you a quick intel update here, as I just finished meeting with some high-level law enforcement officials for the state of Texas. And what they told me is good news. They told me that they don't anticipate any successful Antifa or Black Lives Matter uprisings anywhere in the state, because there was an attempted uprising in Travis County in Austin, Texas. I guess it was maybe a month ago or 6 weeks ago, where Antifa and Black Lives Matter, they were going to have snipers on rooftops and shooting law enforcement and so on. And what happened behind the scenes is that state law enforcement activated and deployed everything from highway patrol, various state LEO agencies or law enforcement officer agencies, as well as the state National Guard. And there were vans and other vehicles with National Guard troops ready to take to the streets, but they didn't have to. Antifa and Black Lives Matter backed down because of the very aggressive activation of law enforcement on the part of Texas, our Texas Governor Abbott, and other officials in law enforcement. And so currently there is no intel at the state level that there is going to be any strong attempt at an uprising by Black Lives Matter or Antifa anywhere in the state of Texas. Not Houston, not Austin, not Dallas-Fort Worth, not San Antonio, nowhere. And again, that's because the state is aggressively halting them. Now, where you see these uprisings happening is in Democrat-run cities and Democrat states and Democrat counties where the lawlessness is allowed to happen, where the police stand down, and where the local DAs refuse to prosecute because they're George Soros-funded traitors, or where the local mayor, like Durkin in Seattle, or Wheeler in Portland, for example, where they encourage the rioting. And so what this means is if you live in a red state or a red county, you are probably going to be in relatively good shape during all of these uprisings that are about to happen, whereas the Democrat-controlled areas are going to be the ones that are burning down, the Democrat areas where there's going to be violence. Because again, there will be no response from Democrat-run law enforcement because Democrats hate law enforcement, so they won't even stop their own lunatic criminals and rioters. And the other piece of intel I got on this is that according to Texas state law enforcement, they believe that President Trump will take the necessary actions to end any kind of uprising. So they believe that federal support will be sufficient to stop most of this and that local resources of law enforcement and so on will only be minimally needed because Trump is dedicated to law and order, especially when there is a friendly governor like the governor of Texas who would welcome in law enforcement to help put down riots. There's also an understanding that they know Trump may invoke the Insurrection Act if necessary, but they don't believe that's going to happen unless things get really, really bad. So that's a summary of the intel. And I feel really good about this intel. I wish I could tell you the sources I talked to on this because it's impressive. And it means that if you're not yet in a red state, you've got, 40 days or something to get there. You do not want to be in a blue state when this election goes down. If you have any option to get out, to move out, to relocate, do so. You're probably going to be safe in a red state like Texas. And I even asked, by the way, I asked these officials, did they have a mechanism in place to allow citizens to help support the law enforcement efforts? And, you know, in an uprising or something like that. And it's interesting. They expressed to me that they actually have a tremendous amount of concern among citizens groups because there's no command structure in place for citizens groups. That wasn't an answer that I expected to hear. So at least in Texas, law enforcement is not that thrilled about citizens, you know, engaging terrorists or deploying their own firearms to defend a community or something like that. In fact, that makes law enforcement really nervous, again, because there's no command structure and citizens are not trained to function as a unit, and they don't answer to one commander, for example. And anytime that you're talking about law enforcement, whether at the county level or the city level or the state level, what all of those law enforcement personnel prefer to have is a command and control structure where there is a commander who gives the orders that everybody follows so that there is one person who's calling the shots. And that's the way law enforcement is structured, and that's what they're used to. So just be aware, and I've said this before too, if you're a citizen, don't run around with a gun acting like Rambo or something. Try to support your local law enforcement if they are, in fact, doing their job. Maybe some of them aren't, some places around the country, like in Democrat cities. But recognize that if you are out on the street and you have a gun, even you're walking around with an AR, let's say, even if it's legal to do so, law enforcement is going to view you with a lot of suspicion until they know your intentions. And it's just a very bad idea to walk around with an AR-15 in the middle of some kind of uprising where law enforcement is already engaged with left-wing rioters. How do they know that you're not some left-wing rioter, you see? So be very smart about this. Be wise. Be cautious. Again, my advice is focus on supporting your home, your family, maybe your neighborhood. But for the most part, support local law enforcement because they probably have the structure in place to handle most of these situations if they're only allowed to do so. So the problem may not be your local police and a lack of personnel. The problem may be your local mayor is a left-wing, libtard, lunatic, lawless, anti-American, hate-filled, liberal bigot. That's the problem. And you can't solve that with gunfire. So support local law enforcement. And also, of course, vote for Trump. If Trump is in office, then we can put down these riots using the military if necessary, or federal troops, or federal support of local law enforcement personnel, things like that. So that's the takeaway from all of this. It's actually good news, but it's also a word of caution for all of you who are anticipating what's coming. I don't know about you, but I'm staying on my ranch during the election and the post-election days. I'm just staying on my ranch. I'm just going to defend the ranch and monitor the news and keep trying to publish unless there's an outage of some kind. But that's my goal. And I'm not going out looking for trouble. And I advise that you don't go out looking for trouble either. Let law enforcement do their job. And vote for conservatives. In other words, vote for pro-law enforcement candidates who will fund police and who will fund sheriff's departments or state troopers or highway patrol or what have you. With that funding, they can do their jobs and they can help keep communities safe. That's your job. Vote for pro-law enforcement candidates. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. You can hear my podcasts at Brighteon.com and follow my social media posts at Brighteon.social. My username there is @HealthRanger. Thanks for listening.